Acts chapter 3.
One day Peter and John went up to the temple courtyard. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This was the time for prayer. A man was there who had been crippled all his life. He couldn't walk. So some friends carried him to the temple every day. They put him beside one of the gates outside the temple. It was called Beautiful Gate. There the man begged for money from the people who were going into the temple area. When he saw Peter and John about to go in, he began to ask them for money. They looked straight at the crippled man and answered, "Look at us." He looked at them, thinking that they might give him some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I do have something else I can give you. By the authority of Jesus the Messiah from Nazareth, walk." Then Peter took hold of the man's right hand and lifted him up. Immediately the man's feet and legs became strong. He jumped up and stood on his feet, and he began to walk around. He went into the temple courtyard with them. He was walking and jumping and praising God. All of the people recognized him. The people knew he was the beggar who always sat beside the temple's beautiful gate. Now they saw him walking and praising God. They were shocked and amazed. They couldn't understand how this could have happened. The man was holding on to Peter and John. All of the people were stunned. They ran to Peter and John at Solomon's porch. When Peter saw this, he said to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you surprised at this? You're staring at us as though our power made this man walk. Do you think this was done because we are good? No, God did it. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the same God of all our ancestors. He gave glory to Jesus, his special servant, but you handed Jesus over to evil men. You rejected him in front of Pilate after Pilate had already decided to let him go free. Jesus was holy and innocent, but you said you didn't want him. You told Pilate to give you a murderer instead of Jesus. And so you killed the one who gives life, but God raised him from death. We saw this with our own eyes. It was the authority of Jesus which made this crippled man well. This happened because we trusted in the power of Jesus. You can see this man and you know him. He was made completely well because of trusting in Jesus. You all saw it happen. My Jewish brothers, I know you did those things to Jesus because you didn't know what you were doing. Your leaders did not understand either. God said that these things would happen. All of the prophets who spoke for God long ago said that his Messiah would suffer and die. I have told you how God made this come true. So change your hearts. Come back to God so that he may wipe out your sins. Then the Lord will give you times of spiritual rest. He will send you the predicted Messiah, Jesus. But Jesus must stay in heaven until the time when all things will be made whole again. God told about these things long ago when he spoke through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up a prophet for you who is like me. He will come from among your own people. You must obey everything he tells you. If any person does not obey that prophet, he will die, cut off from God's people." Samuel and all the other prophets after Samuel who spoke for God talked about these days. You are the sons of the prophets. You have received the covenant which God made with your ancestors. God said to Abraham, "I will bless all nations of the earth. I will use one of your descendants to do this." God has raised up his special servant. God sent him to you first to bless you by turning each one of you away from doing evil things.